Coach, after the break, you wondered how your team would respond tonight. What's your thoughts?
Just quite honestly, very disappointed. You know, I thought, you know what, the rest a couple of days off, refocus, would be ready to go here tonight. And you know what, no excuses, and not take anything away from Winnipeg, but that wasn't our best game and wasn't our best performance by some individuals, and that, very surprised.
What's your next step now?
Well, I think we just gotta, you know, player to player. I mean, they gotta just look in the mirror and go, what can I do better? Where can I bring more? It's, you know what, this is playoffs right now. I'm, forget about it in a month or weeks or whatever. This is where you gotta bring your A game, and some guys did, but not enough. And we're not gonna make one excuse. I don't care if we have our eighth goalie in depth in our organization playing, or whatever young guys coming in or whatever. This is where your best players got to step up and take charge in this stretch. And there's no excuses. We can be better. And it all comes to one thing: work. I don't care about the X and O's or anything like that. If you don't work and you don't work outwork your opponent, you won't win. And we did not work enough, hard enough tonight, and we didn't compete hard enough. We got to be more desperate than the way we're playing.
Is that desperation something that can be learned?
Well, I mean, for some guys, but it's not an excuse for some others. You know, this is a process for some players. You know, but I don't care if you're coming out of the East Coast League or the college or junior or step in and never played a game. You work to your max, and if you do, you know what, you probably get certain results. You know, and you walk away from a game and you go, you know what, maybe you win, maybe you lose, but I gave it as hard an effort as I possibly can, and maybe it's good enough some nights, maybe it's not. But if you don't work to your capabilities or to your potential, then that's where a process starts.
Kirk, does it worry you? You might have answered this, but does it worry you that this comes off of several days off in a row, and you kind of had that message, let's get refreshed, let's get set, let's press the reset button and make the push? Does it bother you? It comes right on the heels of that?
Yeah, it does, because, I mean, you know what, I think it's, to be honest with you, some excuses were made, or I wouldn't say excuses, but, you know, it looked like, okay, the tank empty or whatever. It's all mindset. It's like, let's get the job done. We were fresh tonight. We were focused. We were ready to go. But when the puck drops, that's when you gotta perform. Not in the morning skate. Not yesterday. It's all about playing. And we didn't have it tonight. So there's no excuse for that.
About a month ago, you described the effort after a game as the closest to the ideal that you'd like to see. How close are you to getting back to that effort? I mean, is it one or two things you can pinpoint that can get you back there, or is it just a laundry list?
Well, the games have picked up. I mean, and everything matters a little bit more. Every game is more important. But we gotta like catch on with it here. You know, it's like, I mean, we gotta realize like that was a huge game tonight. And desperation, work ethic, all that has to go and match up with what's going on in the league. I mean, I hope our players are sitting at home and watching games at night like last night and watching what's going on and seeing how desperate teams are playing just to get a point. You know, it's a battle out there, and teams are trailing and coming back and going into overtime and blocking shots and paying the price. And you know, bottom line is just so, hey, you know, just sit there right now and say, I gave it all I had tonight. I paid the price. I did everything I possibly could do. And if they can look in the mirror and say that, then that's one thing. But, you know, I don't think we can say that tonight.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Kirk.